Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Matt Struthers, a provincial cereal crop specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Thanks for having me back.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its weekly crop report Thursday for the period from July 15th to 21st. What did we see over the past week and where?
So we saw some very good precipitation events across the province, mainly down in the southern half and up into the west central and parts of the north. Some really, really good, heavy rainfall and certainly in some areas that needed it quite drastically. And then for other areas, that crop or that rain came just in time. And of course, just the way it goes, many producers and fields were missed by that rain. So still a really good shot of rain to see. We've had a couple of weeks here of some good rains, and hopefully that'll carry a lot of that crop over into August and towards harvest season.
Just how important was the rainfall that came over the past week? What is the moisture situation overall? And how much variability are we seeing at this point?
Yeah, the rainfall is super important. I mean, obviously in the drier parts of the province here in Saskatchewan, a lot of that crop is a little too far advanced to really take advantage of this moisture. But a lot of that crop that's still flowering and just getting into its seed and kernel development, that'll be a really crucial rainfall to have occurred. Along with the cooler weather that we've experienced the last week, that's allowed that crop to kind of to have a bit of a relief from the heat here and use that moisture and really give itself a good grounding as we move into some of the hotter days here on the forecast. So that's very important. And the variability is quite, it ranges region to region and across the province. But overall, topsoil moisture has improved across the province after a few weeks here of some good shots of rain. That's a very positive to see, especially in those areas that have been dry since the beginning of spring, and especially for those livestock producers and their pastures as well.
How is crop development moving along? And how does that compare with a typical year?
So with the moisture and the cooler weather that we've had, things have kind of evened out on a provincial level, towards that more normal stage. Those crops that were maybe a little stressed out from the heat and from how dry it was, they've kind of evened out their development and they're not so rapidly developing. So that's very good to see. Obviously that, again, ranges from region to region. Things will be much different in the northeast than the southwest. So that's something to always consider. But, in a typical year, I think we're seeing in some areas, crops looking very, really good, and then others not so much. It's all about who got the rain and when.
What have we seen in terms of weather-related crop damage to this point, and what have been the factors there?
So, of course, that dry weather and the heat, leading up to throughout the growing season has certainly made its impact. But in the last couple of weeks with these larger storms that we've seen, that heavy rainfall has resulted in some flooding. Along with those storms came some wind, a little bit of hail in some areas. And that's laid the crop down and lodged it in some areas where that crop's a bit heavier. So that's always a concern in those areas that did experience some flooding and that high intense rainfall. There's some standing water in the field. And of course, that crop will be fighting through and making sure that it doesn't get drowned out in those low spots. So hopefully it dries up soon. And then, of course, with the added moisture, the risk of disease, of course, at this crucial time of year does increase. So producers will be out there being very vigilant on what they're seeing and trying to get ahead of that.
Are we seeing any disease problems at this point?
Throughout the province there, especially on the eastern half of the province and into the west central, where there was some heavy rainfall and the pulses, we're seeing some root rot pop up. Obviously, that's a very common thing to occur. In cereals, Fusarium head blight is a concern just with the moisture and the time of year with cereal crops flowering. And then, of course, in canola, Sclerotinia and other diseases as well. Are also on the radar. So producers, like I said, will be keeping a close eye on their crops, spraying fungicide when they can, when the weather permits, to try to get ahead of any of those risks.
What will be happening over the next week or so in the fields?
Many producers are still wrapping up their haying operations, so we'll see a closing to the hay the hay season here shortly. They'll be finishing up some fungicide spraying, and for those producers with their crops a little bit closer to harvest, we'll be seeing them get getting their equipment ready. And before you know it, we'll see combines and grain carts throughout the province being quite active. So just a reminder to everybody to stay as safe as possible.
And is there anything you would like to add?
We're going to be coming into some hot days here in Saskatchewan. So even though we've gotten some rain, I think it's always important to remember that fire risk is always or should always be top of mind. So hopefully everybody stays safe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Our guest has been Matt Struthers, a provincial cereal crop specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.